So this is the band Mission of Burma playing one of their best-known songs, Academy Fight Song. The venerable Boston rock band is playing two shows tonight and tomorrow at the Brighton Music Hall, and you might be surprised to hear that Burma is still together. The group began performing in 1979, but disbanded just 4 years later. But they reformed 10 years ago and are now working on a new album. Radio Boston contributor Jim Sullivan has been following Mission of Burma and joins us now to talk about the band. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Anthony.
So Mission of Burma was a post-punk band that made a big splash here in their hometown of Boston and a few other places during the 1980s. Remind us what they're known for.
Well, they weren't a particularly mellifluous group, not a punk band in any way. I had an opportunity to talk with them last weekend. I sat down with the guitarist Roger Miller and drummer Peter Prescott, bassist Clint Conley in their Alston rehearsal space. This is how Clint talked about the band's sound.
We've been told over the years that we're not, it's obvious to us that we're not the easiest band to latch onto. It goes real fast, it's sort of loud and clattery, and we kind of indulge in noisiness. To us, we try to get to some sort of exhilarating place. To some first-time listeners, exhilarating wouldn't be the word they'd use. It's more like a visit to some sort of prison torture chamber or something.
So not the easiest band to latch on to. They disbanded in 1983. Is that why? Because they weren't easy enough to latch on to, not attracting enough audience?
No, not at all. They were actually peaking at the time. The American indie movement was roaring, and they were part of it. Here's what guitarist Roger Miller said about what went down and why.
It went away because I developed tinnitus, ringing in the ears, which I actually had when the band started. But by the fall of 82, it was starting to get very noticeable to the point where it started to irritate me. And I decided I had to stop playing rock music so that I could still hear when I was 50.
And he was 50 when the band got back together. Roger now uses rifle range protection headgear on stage. And there's a plastic shield around the drummer, Peter, to not create too much damage.
To protect his hearing. Boy, in a rock band guitarist, that's got to be tough.
It is.
So between 1983 and 2002, when they reformed, what did these guys do in that interim?
Well, different things. Clint, most notably, is a producer for Chronicle over Channel 5. Peter formed a couple of bands, the Volcano Sons, later one called Customized. And Roger has done a number of things, solo and duo settings. He's probably best known for becoming part of the Alloy Orchestra, which does live soundtracks to silent films.
I just scaled down the volume. The main problem with Mission of Burma was the volume. We were, in fact, quite loud. In fact, continue to be quite loud. And then I morphed into a bunch of different things. None of them were anywhere near the volume of Mission of Burma. And that was how I continue.
So that's music from Roger Miller's other project, the Alloy Orchestra. And Jim, a very different sound than Mission of Burma, I would say, right?
Oh, very much, very much.
So now Mission of Burma's been back for 10 years. Tell us why this band has lasted, and do you think it remains relevant?
Yes, it certainly remains relevant. And I think one thing that kept Mission of Burma going all these years, at least in the public eye and the alternative world, was when the musician Moby, mm-hmm. who was quite hot at the time, covered Mission of Burma's song Revolver, and it became a hit.
That's when I reach for my revolver. That's when it all gets thrown away.
And Roger once half joked to me that Mission of Burma quit before they had the time to sell out and for listeners to get tired of them. But of course, there is much more to it than that, and here's Clint's theory.
These songs are very sturdy constructs that have sort of an interior logic. You may not be able to discern it the first time through, or the fifth, but they stand up over time because they are kind of these constructions that kind of move you in a way and kind of direct you in a place and then release you at certain places. Not that it's terribly sophisticated, but give us 10 or 20 chances and you too can enjoy our music.
I like how self-deprecating they are.
They're very self-deprecating, yes.
So now Burma's working on a new album, right?
Yeah, they're in the final stages doing some rough mixes right now. They hope to put it out sometime this spring. And tonight and tomorrow they'll probably be playing 7 or 8 songs from it.
Great. Well, thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jim Sullivan is a frequent contributor to Radio Boston and the Boston Herald. He blogs at Jim Sullivan, Inc. For more information on this weekend's Mission of Burma shows at the Brighton Music Hall, go to our website, radioboston.org. And let's go out on some more Mission of Burma. This track is called Trem 2.
The features I know.
Next week on Radio Boston, we'll talk to the author of a new biography of a great transcendental thinker, friend of Emerson, adventurer, world traveler, and early feminist, Margaret Fuller.
Also, on the 10th anniversary this month of the clergy sex abuse crisis revealed, we speak with two journalists from the Boston Globe, one of them who works here now, who helped break the story.
Also, the music of neo-blues and soul singer Ingrid Gurdes. That's her in the background. That's next week on Radio Boston.
Him, eh, hollering that he was a changed man, said this time would be different, and naively I believed him. Guess what your boyfriend said last night, that he came around to reminisce, honey, and he missed the way we used to kiss, you see, back when I was his. Guess what your boyfriend said last night?
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mossy, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director. We had excellent help this week from Eddie Mazulis.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
And when your boyfriend left last night, I did some checking of my own. Found out he was never alone. He'd been playing me all along.